You are now tuned into the Soul Table.
Off the backboard with it. Always. Very, 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 very important episode.
I feel good today.
This is the Kobe episode. This is my man. Everything about it is just, I don't know. He's done so much for me in basketball. Not just with, sneakers and everything that he's done with the culture right now, because everybody's wearing Kobe's right now. When you see, the NBA lineup, it's almost like
I get it.
Everybody's wearing Kobe's.
Everybody mimics Kobe. I mean,
Adidas, all of it.
He's a generational person. I don't want to say character, but a figure in the world.
Legendary.
But the thing that gets me about Kobe that I love, obviously, is that Mamba mentality that everybody uses now. It's just a verb, which is fucking awesome. Like, you operate off the Mamba mentality, but you don't use it and say it, but you go, I'm going to get this done. You operate off the Mamba mentality, and you just like, got to get it done. I operate off it. You definitely operate off it. Yo, you should have seen him walk in today. You can't see what he got on, but, man, if he got off the escalator in this building.
We might have to put a picture.
Like, he got to, because, bro, he got off, and then he took his, he had his, what, you had your off-white sunglasses on with his Yankee fitted on. Couldn't tell him shit. He walked in like, yo, took the sunglasses off as he got up. I don't know where the fuck you came from or where you think you going, but you know they ain't going to see you, right? Crazy.
Crazy.
So, just getting into it, just really thinking about it. For me personally, I'm an Adidas Kobe, because this is just me. I can identify with the older commercials more. Like, you remember the Sprite commercial where he was trying to shoot the cap into the trash can, and he had the black suit on. Then he took the basketball, was dribbling, and put it behind his back between his legs. Everybody was trying that move.
I did it.
Everyone,
I
knew you tried it.
I did it.
You tried it.
I did it a lot.
Y'all tried it. You tried it. Exactly. But I'm an Adidas
Kobe. Try to put through my legs.
I'm an Adidas Kobe fan. Where do you stand? Are you Adidas or Nike?
I'm a Nike, but everything that Kobe has worn, I tried to mimic it. So, that he hasn't just worn. Well, he's been signed to Adidas. He was signed to Nike, but he wore Reeboks. He wore Jordans. He touched a little bit of everything. And you saw, the different Laker colors, the schemes that he had for, especially, the AIs. I still need to get my hands on a pair of them. But everything that he pretty much did, don't get me wrong, Mike was the one that sat up here and always told him, hey, you got to get some Nikes, this and the third. And I guess, with him getting dropped from Adidas, that was like a cool way for him to get his way right in there. Because as soon as he got dropped, he wore Reeboks.
He was just gang banging on every shoe possible. The man had Reebok. He had on AIs. He had on Mikes. He had on regular Nikes. He might have had a pair of Travel Foxes on. Do you know what Travel Foxes are?
He was doing all numbers in all those sneakers that he wore too. So
that's wild. No, my favorite person to do just random sneaks though, definitely Gilbert Arenas.
Gil, I don't care for some of Gil's.
Gil gives zero fucks.
Yeah, I don't like some of his analogies on certain things.
Gil balled in a pair of Dolce & Gabbana shoes.
I don't like the fact that he's giving more respect to LeBron than he is to Kobe. But
you got to let him have it. People got their own opinion. You can't sit there and argue somebody's opinion. Not at all. Just happened.
You're gonna edit that out.
All right, I'll go back. Gilbert Arenas, he was gang banging on sneaks first.
He was,
but
his sneaker
man was called Hibachi.
Yeah, the library is very, very good with him, but I don't like his analogies on everything and how he's giving.
I don't know what this shit is, but I've never gone to Hibachi. I seen him flip the pan. This shit, but it's like
Hibachi is a cold name. That's a cold name right there.
You know what I mean? Cold name
is Agent Zero.
Another cold name is Sauce.
You know what's funny? I just put up something about a Hibachi. I put up a little line. I said, this ain't a Hibachi. You can't eat and watch me cook. Moving on.
All right, sorry. Moving on. All right, so So you think a Nike Kobe, obviously Nike Kobe had more longevity than Adidas Kobe because it was only, what, it was sort of like
him completing the legacy of becoming.
But Kobe made you want to wear an Adidas.
He did, but it was like I said before, it was him finishing off the legacy of following in his man's footsteps, and that was Michael Jordan.
But that's how you view it? I don't view it as that. I view it as this. Like, Adidas Kobe had, like, Adidas Kobe made you pay attention to the Lakers. Because for real, like, nobody was really paying attention to the Lakers, like, at all. Like, they were, I'm not saying they were dead, but they were a moribund franchise at a certain point. Yeah, I said that word, moribund. Like, I'm smart. Most people don't think that I am, but I'm smart as fuck. But they were like a, they weren't the attraction. They were attraction. Did you cheat off me? And somehow still got a better grade. That's wild.
We not even. I got a better grade because you got mad.
Yeah, because
I got a better grade. Fuck you mean?
I said that. You got a better grade than me cheating off me, which makes no sense. I cheated off
you, what, one test, bro?
I don't even want. So we going to talk test, about it, bro. I'm not doing this with you.
Why? Yo.
I ain't doing this with you.
But if I got the better grade, what does that mean?
Means the teacher didn't like me.
That didn't even make no fucking sense what you just said, but especially when Bull farted. Never mind.
The teacher quit in the middle of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a different teacher.
It was my fault. He quit. I ain't hold you.
No, it wasn't you.
It was. Me and the other firefighter. Yeah, he just kept Yeah, he kept getting up, and I would just ask dumbass questions until he just would get mad and throw the marker and then walk out. It's cool.
No, you say he did that when I wasn't there. Yeah, I wasn't there. All right. Anyway.
Again, we getting off. It is what it is. Yeah. So
one of these days we're going to talk about.
Personally, I like the 2000 edition of the Kobe. I believe that was the first box shoe that looked like his Porsche. It's a silver one. I think it was that one. I'm pretty sure that was.
You talking about the Kobe 1 or the Kobe 2?
No, the Kobe 1. It's just called the Kobe.
Okay, yeah. It was called the Kobe.
Yeah, just the Kobe. So that was the silver one. That was the one that it looked like a little hamburger or a car.
I like the two.
Am I wrong or am I right? I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I like the twos better though.
Because the twos had more lines in it and it was more streamlined. But that was a different design to where, like, when that shoe came out. And don't get me wrong, the Crazy Eights was fucking crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Love them. That's an iconic shoe in itself. Favorite Adidas Kobe. You can't say nothing to that. You say something about that. You got a problem. I got a problem with you. You got something. So that's on the shelf. That's on a Mount Rushmore.
I like the threes though. The threes that didn't drop.
But the threes were more athletically inclined.
Yeah, they look nice as hell, bro.
They were more athletic. Like they turned with your foot. That was one of the first shoes to turn with your foot. And I don't mean like you turn your foot this way because you can do that shit with this. Just turn your motherfucking foot this way. But I'm talking about like as you walked, it rolled with your foot. It reminded me of the shoe from Ninja Turtles that. The foot hat on, or three ninjas when the grandpa jumped off the top, John, and he had the shoes that like the ninja shoes.
I forgot about them, John. I really forgot about.
Yeah, but it was them, John. So that's why I like that, like Adidas Kobe better. I'm not saying that Nikes was trash because fuck out of here. You got your Bruce Lees, you got your Grinches, you got your Protro ones, which is definitely one of my favorite shoes. Because Undefeated, whatever y'all did, when y'all decided to take on that project, y'all put that shoe on the map. Because I'm not saying nobody was checking for it. I'm saying nobody was really thinking about it the way they made it do.
Up-tempo ones.
Right. Yeah. So for you, what's that Nike that stands out to you, not just more, but where you go, all right, this Kobe.
I think it was the threes with that looked like the basketball net.
Uh-huh.
I like the way those look. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to like hoop in them, and they were very light. They were light. So the innovation, of course, you know, with Nike and stuff, they're very – because we can all say hands down, the Nike ones look way better than
– Of course, but technology progressed forward.
Forward, yeah.
That's all that happens.
I ain't going to lie to you, though. The threes, the Adidas threes, I swear to you, I wish that they would have dropped them. Like they didn't even give us – You know, Jerry Lorenzo has put his stamp on, like, trying to recreate the twos for us that recently came out. I forget what they're called. But
did you say Forrest or Forrest Gump?
You said what?
Forrest Gump.
No, what are you talking about? I don't know. Anyway, like I was saying, Adidas is trying to put out those silhouettes, but they're coming out with, like, a revamped version of it.
Yeah, but it's not them.
I know they're all seeing it.
It's not them. It's like when Reebok made the kamikazes and change them to something else because
it
was
it's not the
kamikaze, same. Kamikaze is a bad word, first of all.
But seriously, Adidas, y'all could drop those threes.
Bring back the word kamikaze because I'm still drinking them Jones too. I go to the bar, I can't say, let me get a dangerous pilot. Like, no. I'm getting a kamikaze. Fuck out of here. Give me that, John.
I make it home. All right, so everybody in the room, like, what's your favorite Kobe moment or what he wore during that?
You want it in the fashion of what he did in an Adidas, or you want it in the fashion of what
he did? It doesn't matter. It's whatever he did. Favorite sneaker moment?
For me?
Favorite commercial?
I'm going to be real. It was the Hyperdunk when he jumped over the Maserati. The Aston Martin when he jumped over the Aston Martin.
Bringing that up.
And Rodney Tarioff was like, we got a game in 20 minutes. He was like, I got this, dog. I got this. It was like, no, chill. It was like,
Rodney Tarioff is like, crazy. I haven't heard
he was a step away from going, like, saying the N-word. Like, N-word. Like, I don't want to say it because we got diverse
audience. That, I remember after that, it was the snakes in the pool.
I couldn't watch. I'm right terrified of snakes.
It was the snakes of the pool.
I'm terrified of snakes.
And he jumped over that too, the dunk in it.
But still, that was the only reason why that really stands out to me more is because remember on TNT when Shaq and Ernie, I think it was, Shaq wasn't on the show. It was Ernie, Charles Barkley, and what's his name? What's the other boy?
Kenny
Smith.
Okay. Yeah.
And they did the joint. Kenny Smith, I'm about to jump over him. He put the Air Force One up, and Ernie was driving the Ford Tempo. And ran him over with it. And the shoe was just sitting in the middle of the street. That was for me. Kobe, that's the first time I ever seen Kobe like laugh. Like, yo, run it back. Like, cause that shit funny. Like, he was like, the shoe just in the street. And they showed Ernie's face. He was just up there. Like,
oh, shit.
That shit was wild, bro. Carl, I'm telling you.
Carl, what's your favorite Kobe moment?
I got so many.
You better pick one.
Like, all right. Because my man was actually in one.
Who's your man?
Oh, I forget his name.
That's not your man.
You know, he's really my man because I haven't seen him in so long. So, yo, we went to Manor College together. And he was in the ankle insurance episode. And they were sitting up there talking about, you got to make sure your ankles are secure because he was talking about blowing them joints out. And he's like, man.
Whoa!
Whoa. So blowing out the ankles, bro?
Blowing what out?
That'll work.
Calm it down now.
That'll work.
Just calm it down.
Pause. This man has said some crazy things.
Whoa.
But when it comes to me sitting there talking about the ankle insurance.
The last thing I said was, I'm not trying to get
blasted. Bro, we can read back. We could go back. To fucking way other episodes, and you just acting crazy, saying all types of different shit.
At the golf tournament, I said something real wild. I had to just stop talking for about an hour.
At least you admit it. Anyway, bro.
This shit was wild.
The ankle insurance joint was pretty good, but my favorite is probably the Kobe system one with Kanye West. And Kanye was just acting a fool, too. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, more?
Yeah, more. More.
Yeah, Mike, what's yours? You got one?
It's not really a Kobe sneaker. My favorite Kobe sneaker moment though was Rucker Park.
Oh,
white and yellow uptowns or white and orange uptowns. Yeah. Absolutely,
that motherfucker went wild in that. Gym.
Yeah,
shout out to the game that we never got from Fat Joe and
that was wild.
Fat Joe. And,
What about UCLA Kobe? I mean, not UCLA, UNLV Kobe when he dunked on the whole damn team. Mm-hmm. Like he just ran down middle of the lane.
Are you talking about? Just, that was in Vegas.
That's at UNLV.
Yeah, UNLV.
It was that. That's when I looked and was like, "That's Kobe," like that's Kobe.
But he was there before that, though.
He was no. That was just drawling. Like,
I mean, it was out of pocket because it damn sure looked like it came from the free throw line.
And Shaq after the game was like, "This, hey, what's up, Showboat?" And he had no mustache. He had the rape face. Like you can't walk around with no stash. Like
it's Diesel, bro.
Diesel face, stashless. He's a rape face. That shit was crazy.
Junior, you got one? Or is it just that one you was talking about, the Aston Martin? Yeah.
That shit's still funny.
he had some pretty good moments, especially right. The Adidas Kobe 2 one.
So who's your favorite Kobe? 8 or 24?
24.
Okay. Mine is 8. 24. I fucks with 8. I'm Kobe to 8.
He was disrespectful, but just to see him without Shaq. And the skill was refined. He was just doing whatever he wanted to do out there to anybody.
Kobe the 8 was 81. Kobe the 8, like,
can't deny that.
Did not give a fuck. Kobe the 8 was Afro Kobe. I don't even know if he was really going bald. I just think he just did it. He out here looking like, he was out here looking like Frozone for a minute.
Bro, see? Hold on. So what was the nastiest dunks? Was it an 8 or 2? Or 24?
I think 8.
8, yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think when he
eight.
Yoked on Tim Duncan on the reverse side?
Dwight Howard was 24, though.
He might have, in
Dwight
age?
Howard was 24.
In age? Or
no, Kobe no, was 24.
He was number 24.
I think Dwight Howard might have wanted that to happen.
Dwight Howard. We said what?
He might have just wanted to get dunked on. So Kobe was just touchy.
Here we go.
Awkward boy.
Here we go. Anyway, bro, the wraparound one. That was the that was 8 where he messed the shoulder up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Timberwolves. Yeah, that was 8. UNLV was 8.
What, 5 games straight of 50 points, and he had to give up his streak because Shaq wanted to rock.
That was 8. But remember, the 60-point games came from 24.
That's because Kobe was a jack. He didn't give a fuck. I'm 24. Cool with that.
He was doing that when he came into the league. He was jacking regardless.
I'm cool with that. That's why the Lakers fired the first coach. And let him shoot. Like, no, man, let you fired then. Let him shoot.
You talking about Del Negro?
Mm-hmm. He had to go. Because you wouldn't let him shoot. I'm a big fan of Kobe the 8. Like, first of all, that's Mike D'Antoni number, right?
I think
yeah,
it was.
That's Mike D'Antoni number.
New York.
That was his favorite player.
Yeah.
He didn't play like him, but he made that number his because nobody was really focused on, like, number 8. Like, he made you want to wear that number 8. Everybody was in 23, 33, like, those numbers.
I mean, that was his high school number in Lower Merion. It was 33.
It was 33, yeah.
I thought he was going to wear that, but he didn't.
I think he wore 33 because he just wanted, like, they probably didn't have 23 at the time. I don't know. We'll never know that unless we look it up. For real. Mike, look that up.
Didn't it have something to do with his dad? Rest in peace.
Respect.
Didn't it have nothing to do with his pop? Mm-hmm. At number 8, you no. sure?
No, that had to do with Mike D'Antoni because they played over in Italy.
Yeah, That's right.
And that's cool. Like, especially, I like when, like, NBA players, like, mimic they, especially, like, their dad played ball.
Yeah.
And
get that respect.
And they still, like, but this is my favorite player. Like, that's fucking awesome. It's like Joe Montana kids. You know Joe Montana kids didn't even know he played football? So he was up there giving them advice. They ain't listen to him. I know that's off topic and different conversation. But that's crazy. That's sports trivia at that point.
Yeah.
So since Kobe influenced people, you know, just off soul numbers.
Yeah.
What is his shoes, his sneakers? How do you see the influence now? Because, like, people, like athletes, players particularly, they've been, you know, either playing in his shoe or getting a shoe designed like his. Yeah. So for me, I'm not saying Kyrie mimics his shoe. He mimics his shoe in the movement.
He does.
Definitely, because he plays, what, off the balls of his feet? That's funny. Or
no, I thought it was a tippy toes.
Tippy toes?
Yeah.
I think he just uses his whole
Kyrie,
foot.
Kyrie is just different, bro.
I think he double jointed in his toe knuckles.
Probably, but still at the same token, Kyrie is taking the legacy because he wanted to stay with Nike, but we all know what happened with that. And he moved the legacy over to Anta. And I'm not going to hold you. Like, the sneaker is amazing. Uh-huh. Anta, the whole thing that he's doing, because even if you look at the logo sort of looks like a Kobe situation. But Kyrie is carrying the legacy. He always talks about it. So is Tatum. Tatum has done his thing, too, even though he's with Jordan Brand. I didn't care for the twos. I do like the threes that are getting ready to come out. I did buy the ones. But
it's just because he light skinned. That's why
Tatum
like
is just
him.
A good fucking player, bro.
No, you just like him because he
like I like anybody that thinks that Kobe was like, you know, that. DeMar DeRozan, Paul George, there are so many people that have looked up to this man and sat up here and said, you know, I'm trying to mimic his game as best as possible. But his two students.
I think it's because y'all got the same hair texture. I said what I said.
Yeah, you right. Yeah. You wonder why I be sitting up here throwing gummies and shit at you. You
it's
right.
Cool.
What? You right. I threw gummies
Come
at him.
On, champ.
Gummies.
Come on, champ. My thing is, gummies. I see the Kobe influence.
Gummies. Come on,
particularly,
bro. You don't grow up?
Particularly in women's basketball. No, I'm saying I see the influence, particularly in women's basketball.
No, I was talking about.
Sabrina. I move forward in life. Sabrina. You know, her shoes mimic Kobe. I'm 1,000,000,000,000,000% sure Caitlin Clark is going to do the same.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who else? I see Paige.
Yo, the matter of fact, speaking of which, that you brought that up. Did y'all see that, the yellow? The one that she actually wore, her actual Kobe silhouette? Mm. Yo, she had it. I know you saw it because the yellow. Really? Girl.
Been a little y'all, busy.
Put that up. If you can, put that up on the screen.
There's no if you can. She's going to put it up.
That it's a yellow. Yo, the yellow is so pretty on that sneaker. It's Anaya. A Kobe. It's a Kobe 5. And it almost, it matches the yellow part of the Indiana Fever. But it was gorgeous.
You know what I've been seeing a lot lately? I've been seeing a lot of bootleg Caitlin Clark jerseys being sold
for
on 52nd Street.
Oh, wow.
It's wild because I almost bought one. I double took. How would you know that that's not a fake? Like, that's fake. You don't know. Don't nobody wear women's basketball jerseys, like, in real life. I'm not saying that they don't, but I would without you knowing.
Sure, that wasn't like Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark played for the Grizzlies.
But the crazy part, it had all the advertisements on it. So I was like,
no, I do.
I'm pretty sure a boy was a crackhead or a smoker seller. I had a smoker come up and try to sell
me. We don't buy fakes.
We buy from crackheads though.
We don't buy.
Fakes. I will.
I won't.
A crackhead tried to sell me a lock with multiple keys. I don't mean like the two. He had like a pound of keys.
But DeMar DeRozan, he's been carrying on the legacy. Devin Booker, even with his new sneaker,
because DeMar doesn't have the mentality of Kobe, but it's not working for him. I'm not against. It's not
legendary, bro. What you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying he is, but it's not working for him.
He pulled up in the Olympics.
I hope he gets Suni Lee.
He just don't like.
I hope he gets Suni Lee. He better. I hope. I pray you get Suni Lee, bro. I pray for you.
Well, he don't want
a gymnast.
He don't want, bro. This is Devin Booker we talking about here.
Uh huh.
I ain't gonna lie, she was tight work. She tight look.
That's what y'all worry about, bro.
Tight work.
Anyway, Devin Booker's silhouette.
He said, "Dick your ass." Like, what? About. What you mean?
Devin Booker's silhouettes is.
This the same dude.
He finally
dude.
Got his own sneaker. DeMar DeRozan does not have his own sneaker.
You just asked the same clothes. Dude that went ballistic over. What's her name?
PJ Tucker.
What's her name? She on the Aces.
Huh?
What's the joint name on the Aces?
Oh, Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum?
Yeah.
Man almost lost. He almost took his shoes off over there the other day. That shit was wild. No, all right, fuck it. It's me. I'm just
PJ
telling
Tucker
you.
Got his own code, and he's carrying over the legacy, but he's an old sneaker king. And, I mean, like I said before, Devin Booker's silhouette, because he got his own shoe. It's almost very much a similar. We can see what Nike is trying to do with Devin Booker. But Devin Booker is a great basketball player. And he's doing his thing, and he deserves to.
I don't know who the fuck you talking
walk,
to like
walk
this.
In the Kobe situation, especially after he learned from him. But Kyrie is really carrying. He's carrying it better than everybody so far. But real rap, we gonna go around the room. Top five Kobe's.
Am I like our top five or
top
you
five? No, your considerable top five.
All right, that's easy.
And remember the colorways.
It's just not numbers. It's got to be colorways. I can't just give you numbers.
Because
it might be the same number.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter if it's the same number. Because I got two of the same of the nines.
You got two of the same nines.
Well, no. I got one high and one low. Mm. All right. So.
Me?
It don't matter.
Oh.
You go first.
I'll go first.
He over here jacking like a jackass.
I'm not putting it in order. I'm just going to name them.
No. No, put them in order. If you can.
I can't. Crazy Eights. Ooh.
Dusty.
Purple Leopard Sevens. Mm-hmm. They're Sevens, right?
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Sevens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kobe System.
The obviously Grinches.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh. Grinches.
Really?
Duh. Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Duh.
Bruce Lee Fives.
Jackass, bro.
I ain't make no Bruce Lee Fives.
Fives are probably one of my favorite Kobe's, period.
I started
feel like
to.
That's when...
I grew up 5 minutes ago.
Five is one of my favorite colorways, models, period, because that's when all the colorways, I felt like, really, like, mm-hmm. came into play. Like, mm-hmm. that's when all his main colorways came in.
Okay.
And, honestly, what was it? What was the boots? The Nines?
Yeah, the Nines.
The Nines.
The Achilles.
The Nolas. The
Nolas?
Yeah. I really like those.
Okay.
Those and that's
I my think favorite. They get ready to come back out.
I'm not Are sure. they?
I think so because they're already doing the Halos.
Yeah,
so.
I like the teal or the turquoise in the Nolas. They crazy. I like that color.
Junior, you want to go? Because I know you got to look it up.
June bug.
You want me to go? Go ahead, you go.
Is that an iPhone?
I'm gonna go last.
You got a pro? Is pro? Oh, I'm going first.
Yeah,
I'm
go.
Sorry. In number Junior, one is the Kobe Grinches. I believe those are sixes. Then the Crazy Eights. Told you, I fucking love them, Jones. Like,
what, number two?
No, or Crazy Eights. That ain't number two. The first Kobes. The ones with
no,
the
patent leather. No, I'm saying, which way, what order?
I'm going top, bottom. Like, first to last.
So your very first was what? Very, we're number
yo,
one.
Yo, stop talking. Yo, let me talk.
Number one, come on. What's number one?
I just said Grinches.
Grinches is number one. Not the reverse ones, the regular Grinches.
What the fuck did I just say? God damn, shit. Kobe Grinches. First ones. Second ones. Crazy Eights. Thirds. Protros,
okay.
The Protro one, well, Protro ones, the undefeated, the yellow ones. I do like the green ones, so they're gonna come in at a number four. Bam, Protro ones, number four. I mean, Protro ones coming in at number four. The undefeated editions, the green ones, the first ones before that, which would be three. That would be the yellow. The my fifth and final one. This is hard to do, but the Bruce Lees
fives.
The
white or the yellow ones.
The yellow. Don't nobody want white. Don't nobody like the white. Don't nobody like the white.
Yeah, I told you he was going to go left. I told you.
Kobe didn't like
the go ahead, Junior. You got it?
So I got the Grinches, the Kobe A's. I got the Kobe Galaxies.
The fact that he still got to bend down is wild because he's like 4'6".
That's that was wild. Three or four? That was three?
Three.
The Aston Martin Kobe fives.
That's fair.
That's a beautiful.
And then my last one would be either the Area 72 Kobe's or yeah. Oh no, the undefeated Kobe ones.
Which ones? The ones. The
yo, he sounded like he was on a Price
green
is Right
or yellow.
Trying to give a shout out. When I talk about my like when he pulled a joint, like I want to talk to my mom and say hi to my dad and my dog.
I'm gonna go from number five. So I'm gonna work my way up.
Oh my god.
All right, number five would be the Crazy Eights, but it's gonna be the passing of the torches. The ones that you wore in the All-Star game. Number four would be Kobe Four's draft day, the what ifs, the Charlotte Hornets colorway, number four. Number three is the Kobe masterpieces, the nines, the highs. Number two would be the Kobe nine, moonwalkers. Those are the lows. Then my number one, and I know this is kind of crazy, but it's the Back to the Future, the Marty McFly up-tempos. Am I saying that correctly? It's yes. The up-tempo ones.
Yes. Yeah, yep.
Those are the ones that came out with the Air Mags. So those are my top five.
Yeah, I forgot about those, and yeah. I probably had to throw them in. Yeah.
I didn't forget about those.
I did.
That was a beautiful sneaker. Like, the up-tempos
I
crazy.
Might have to throw them.
You know what I'm
And I don't have those.
You know what was also beautiful? I don't know why I'm singing Back to Life, Back. However do you need it? How and however do you want it? I want to watch Belly right now. Turn that shit on. That's the best movie intro ever. I'm telling you right
now. It was.
That's just stuck in my head, Joe. That shit crazy. I ain't even seen the movie. It was just when you was talking.
Wait, what?
I was listening, but then I zoned out. I ain't take my ADD medication. That's what it is.
Boy.
This shit
you
wild.
Did you eat?
I just told you what I just didn't do.
Did you eat today?
Yeah.
You did? All right, cool.
Had a sandwich. Last but not least, real quick, Kobe statues. They dropped the second one recently with him and Gigi. I love it.
I do too.
I fucking love it.
He's got three now in LA, right?
He's got, well, no, he's if got you count two, the little one, then the mini joint, but I ain't counting that mini joint. Uh-huh. It's the first one. They had to redo that because something was off. It ain't look, something was off with the Kobe. It was something in the eyes. Then they did the Gigi one. I don't know when the next one is coming out, but when they drop that, I think I might fly out there to go look at that. But I want to see those, like, the fact that, and this is the kicker for me, and I told you this, they did the girl dads off of his Eagles beanie, mm-hmm. right? Aesthetically perfect. Like, that statue of him and his daughter is aesthetically perfect. Like, you can't freeze a better moment in time or choose a better statue, especially with the colorway, the color tint, the orange, they did the green in there.
Yeah, when and all the highlights. There, when he dapped up LeBron. I remember that day.
Yeah, but he also hugged his daughter. I'm looking at the hug. Let's focus on
all of it, because it was a star-studded night. That was a good night.
It was star-studded.
It was a good night.
But that was at the women's basketball game? Was it
a
women's basketball
game? No, that was a Laker game.
That was a Laker game.
It was a Laker game. Remember LeBron had the white jersey.
I just want to know why he have on a Scully and a big-ass hoodie and hot-ass LA.
It was actually cold out there.
When did that happen?
Bro, it gets cold out there.
All right. It do.
It's nice out there, bro.
All right. But yeah, just to bring that up. But before we close out, Mike, you got a phrase for us? Got a phrase?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Any words?
In a world full of highs and lows, may the only mid that you accept in this world is a SB.
Fuck just happened. That's crazy.
Fortune cookie wisdom.
Text that.
Bro, it's feng shui and all that shit is like,
I'm gonna just tell you right now, these slogans are gonna end up on a t-shirt or something as soon as I get ready to do that
merchandising.
Just so you know, it's gonna be merchandising, right?
Merchandising,
merchandising.
So when we start selling them Soul Table t-shirts, some of them slogans are gonna be on the back.
Ain't no some of them. That shit funny as shit.
No, he's got more than one.
That means you not want to crack an egg but still eat it.
But
exactly. Got to have your cake and eat it, too. That's a deep one, too. That's solid. But from our table to your table, this is the Soul Table.